Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you could join us once again. Our next guest is someone you may know as a Grammy winner, a singer, songwriter, and producer, but he's definitely someone who loves creating great music, and he has fans around the world that enjoy it as well. I'm talking about Mr. Bunny Sigler. Excited to welcome him back to our show today to talk to us not only about his love affair with music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, and he's been able to do that in a big way this month with his new single that many of you all are talking about, Buttermilk and Cornbread. For those who haven't had a chance to hear it, we'll be letting you guys hear it here on our program, as well as letting you know how you can support the project today as well. But Mr. Sigler, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
How you doing? I'm really, I'm really happy about people, the song, the title, taking people back to days with their grandparents. My mother turned me on to it years ago. And
right.
My lawyer is—he's Jewish, but his family came from Richmond, and I wanted to know what he knew about it. He said, "Yeah, we had buttermilk and cornbread."
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the thing. And that is what you've been able to do, I mean, for decades, though, Mr. Sigler, and we can talk about that, because you are one of these artists that I think when people say your name, you have people from different generations that have a song in particular that really sticks out to them, you know, that really makes them remember you as an artist. What has that been like for you to know that you've been able to make such an impact through music?
Well, it's you know, like somebody was... telling me, I saw something on the show, and they talked about this guy. In fact, let's talk about Richard Pryor. They said that a musician or a singer, they'd love to be, you know, get the applause. Or somebody, I meet people say, man, I love that song, or my love song. The guy said, man, you owe me money because I made babies on them songs and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, it touches them. When they talk to me back then, that says, and I realize the message that they got.
Right, right. And I think that is it. And I think that is what has been so great about it. Have you always known that music was your gift, Mr. Sigler, that you've been given?
Not as a writer. When I was 10 years old, I sang all my life. I can remember singing before talking. And by 10 years old, I was singing in churches and stuff. And I remember standing on my street and looking west. I don't know, everybody looks to the east, but we had a big L station, so there wasn't nothing to look at. So I looked east to west for some reason and said, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. So I knew from 10 years old I was going to be a singer. I didn't know I was going to be a writer.
Right.
But God knew that.
Yeah, and now you have been able to, as I said, to touch listeners, I mean, around the world. I mean, is that more than you could have hoped for when you kind of began this path?
Well, it was something that, what we do is we get in a room, we just cut some tracks, and the music just got that. I came up with a hook, and I had such a love affair with my mother that a lot of times I'd be going somewhere. She said, "Boy, you better go home." Even in, you know, my mind thinking. So I think about it. So when that song came on, my mind went back to that buttermilk and cornbread. I probably was hungry at that time too.
Right, right. You know, it was just today I was talking to my mother about your being on the program, and for once, one of the first things she said was, "What do you know about Bunny Sigler?" And I said, "Are you familiar with him?" She says, "Of course I know who that is." And so I told her about the new single, and she says, "Oh, that brings back the memories." I mean, you know, that has to be a great thing to know that not only that you're able to create great music, but then also to bring people back to a simpler time when people were together. I mean, is that kind of part of your hope as well as an artist?
Yeah, well, the guy who plays guitar and his wife asked me, "How did you write that song? All the stuff is there, but you can smell the food a mile away. But somebody cooking, you know, you can smell that food and, you know, wash your hands and take a seat. We're all getting ready to eat, you know."
Right.
And the part about the bathtub gin, and I don't know where that came from. The corn liquor, I don't know about corn liquor, but the bathtub gin, that brought me back down south again. You know, everybody make a strong line, they get to dance, and that's what we was doing. We just did a video that'll be out next week. And it's just, it should take you back, because we got cornbread and buttermilk and collard greens and chicken and ribs. And turkey wings, Lord have mercy. I ain't had them yet, so you got to see me.
Well, you know, I think that is, again, it just shows the power of music and what it's able to do in bringing people together. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program award-winning singer, songer, and producer, Bunny Sigler. We're talking to him not only about his own love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share, of course, his talents as a writer as well. You're able to see all of that come together in the new single, Buttermilk and Cornbread. We'll be hearing that here in just a moment. One of the things that has changed, and you and I didn't talk too much about this the first time you were on the show, Mr. Sigler, but the internet has been a big way now that people are able to go back and hear your music from decades ago, or even to be able to buy your music without even leaving their homes. I mean, what has that been like for you to see the way that people of different ages have been able to use the internet to really discover your music and to support it?
Well, you know what's really funny? I'll sing at a church, or I'll sing somewhere, and there's an old adult and say, "Oh, I remember you from back in the day." And they say, "Well, I got my grandson or somebody. They probably don't know you." And then I mention Dilemma and stuff I did on Neo, I Don't Get Down Like That. They say, "Yeah, we know him." And I was out somewhere in the college kids. They act like the man said, "Well, they don't know you," but then they knew the song I wrote on the Roots a long time. But I'm saying, right now in life, writing is just, I'm trying to reach people. My lawyer said I'm a messenger, giving a message to people. I love doing what they want to hear. And really, I feel like I'm just getting started. And I'm 74 years old.
Yeah. Well, what a great thing. And have you found that also your audience, because of the different ages, Mr. Sigler, that is one of the things that continues to keep pushing you to do more?
Oh, yeah, because they, what gets me, I was in at Gamble Huff, and there were some kids, they bring kids up to do tours and stuff. Gamble, Kenny Gamble, that's our company, Philadelphia International. That was years ago. There was a Caucasian kid come up from Mississippi. And he had a hat on, and he knew a song I did on the OJs, which they banned. The song was called Strokety Stroke. But he knew that song, man. He had a little hat on, and he was singing it, 17 years old. And I met some kids in a girl 16 years old that go back. One thing about I think what's happening in America with the internet, people like it, before it used to be just in England and stuff where they knew your old songs and what you did back there, but now the whole world is doing that.
Right, exactly.
And because of the internet, I'm hearing from people. My lawyer just told me the other day about somebody called and say a fan from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody in Vietnam, but through the internet they know me. And the album is called Bundino, and they had a thing. They said, "Well, why do they call him Bundino?" And somebody in China said, "Because that's supposed to be close to Bunny." And, you know, just this connection with people like that, it was really, I really feel like, you know, what they said, the world is getting smaller.
Right, right. You know, I'm glad you said that. Do you also think part of the key to your longevity, Mr. Sigler, is that you're not so defined by genre? You just create great music. Do you think that has been the key, that you don't try to make the next soul record or R&B record? You just try to make a good record.
Well, what's happened is it's a gift from God to do the music that I do. Right now, God put a young guy from Haiti. He's a Haitian. And he's one of the most talented guys. He's like 30 years old. He has three kids. I heard his wife wants another one. I said, "Lord have mercy, you need some hit records, boy." But he plays guitar, piano, bass, and he's an engineer. He programs all the music, and he does his mixing. In fact, I had to use him to mix something that somebody else didn't mix right. But he has really been an influence in my life. And for him, he can't sing, but through me, he sings. You know, I'll be working, and he'll give me an idea like this. And as long as I've been in the business, I don't never say, well, man, you can't tell me nothing. I'm wide open to whatever, you know. And a lot of times I work with kids, and I'm talking to somebody now. There's a lot of things I know and a lot of other entertainers know that they could help young kids. And this could go on to your listeners. And I know they got singers in their cities that are older, my age, or that, you know, may have had one record or who have been in the business, can give some of that knowledge to the younger kids out there. Exactly. And I try to do it through the music.
Yeah. And I think that's what you've been able to do for sure. Well, we've talked about this song, and I know you said you haven't had dinner yet, Mr. Sigler, but we definitely want our listeners to hear it. For those who haven't had a chance, here is Bunny Sigler with Buttermilk and Cornbread. You all stay with us. There'll be more of our conversation with Mr. Sigler right after this.
sweet memories of days gone by. I get so happy, feel like I could cry.
Buttermilk and Cornbread by Mr. Bunny Sigler himself. He's actually joining us again today, talking with us not only about his love of music, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. I should say that single is available through our good friends at Amazon.com right now for only $1. You can also get the entire album if you'd like. It's available right now on Amazon.com as well. You can get it there for less than $10. Again, it's called Bandino. Make sure you all take advantage of that. And you can also, of course, catch the sampler there on Amazon.com. Some of the other standouts on the particular project is I've Been There Before. Another song that I like is Now That I Got You, Got You Back, as well as Keep On Stepping. A lot of great music, I think, on here, Mr. Sigler, that I think people would really enjoy. When people finish with this new album, I mean, what do you hope they're able to take away from it?
That I'm going to be making more music. I'm planning, I'm writing, I'm still writing, you know, and that's something that I heard a thing on TV about this man who, I can't think who he was, but he was 93, and he was a writer, and he was still writing when he passed away. Mm. And right now, I live out in, you ever heard of the Amish people?
Yes.
I live 60 miles from Philadelphia, between Philadelphia and near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They got the Amish people riding by, and it's so peaceful out here. I live in a complex of just 21 houses. We got an acre and a half of land between, and I got my studio in the basement so I can jam as loud, do I have to bother nobody. And I can come outside and just get some fresh air and walk. And in a groove now as far as writing and everything is concerned. And to be, you know, to be this age, or to be doing it and not to be getting old to me, it's still brand new.
Right. Wow. Well, what a great thing. And hopefully everyone who has a passion, they're able to enjoy that same thing. Again, everyone, Mr. Bunny Sigler has been our guest. Great conversation with you today, Mr. Sigler. Make sure you guys pick up the new album, Bandino, as well as go to his website at www.bunzmusicandrecords.com. That's B-U-N-Z, musicandrecords.com. There you can watch videos, catch the music, of course, also be able to stay connected with where you can be able to see Mr. Sigler yourself. Mr. Sigler, again, thank you so much for the time, and I'm looking forward to the next conversation with you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.